It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we're going to start talking about things that matter. And our theme today is knowing who you are in Christ. Scripture focus comes from Ephesians 1:11. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Couple of questions for you this morning. Have you ever been told that you're not good enough, not smart enough, not pretty or not strong or not talented enough? Words like that leave lasting scars, especially when they come from people that we care about or trust. It's in those moments, like the pain of your first breakup or the rejection of not being chosen, that can really make you question everything about yourself. The world is so loud with opinions nowadays about who we are and what gives us value. It wants to define us based on achievements and appearance and popularity or status, but all those things shift like sand beneath our feet because people, places, and things might choose us for a moment, but then you know what happens? They drop us like a hot potato, and that just hurts. It's confusing to us, and that leaves us just searching. But here's the truth that really matters this week. In Christ, I am chosen. He chose us before the world was made, before the foundations of the world were laid. God already picked you. He saw you. He wanted you, and he called you his. Number two, in Christ, I am valued. We are God's masterpiece. God don't make junk. You are his masterpiece, carefully crafted, deeply loved, and uniquely designed. You are very precious to him. And number three, in Christ, I have purpose. Because in Christ Jesus, God made us to do good works, right? You weren't made to just wander around aimlessly. You were created with purpose to make a difference, to love others, and to shine the light of Jesus in the dark world. The phrase in Christ appears 89 times in the New Testament. That's not a coincidence. That's a reminder that your identity is not in what others say about you. It's not in your past, no matter what mistakes you've made. It's not even in your success. Your true identity is found in Christ. And when you say yes to a relationship with Jesus, everything changes. Those lies, they lose their power. Those doubts, they begin to be quiet. And the healing begins because now you know who you are. And that's what matters the most. As we go to you in prayer today, Father, thank you that in Christ I am chosen, valued, and full of purpose. When the world tries to tell me that I'm not enough, remind me that I am more than enough in you. Help me to silence the lies and walk boldly in my identity as your child, and draw me closer to Jesus every day, and use my life to show others how much you love them as well. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.